Where do you sit with Wenger's claim that Arsenal are being bullied by inferior teams, if you like?
Well, I think it's true. Of course, it's true. But I don't think that's got anything to do with the incident yesterday, which I think is to do with another, which is to do with the way tackles are made in English football, which I think is unacceptable. I mean, yes, of course you're rough. Arsenal are roughed up more than most teams. I don't think there are many Premier League teams who would deny that. Certainly, least of all Stoke City. Would they use euphemisms like "get in their faces" and things like that? As if that had anything to do with football. That's what they mean. They compensate with physicality for the fact that they're technically not as good as Arsenal. But that's all right. There's nothing wrong with that.
It's stopping them playing the game they want to play.
It's a physical as well as a technical game, of course. There's nothing wrong with that. But what we saw yesterday, for me, is completely unacceptable in the same way as it was unacceptable when Martin Taylor inadvertently, accidentally broke Eduardo's leg.
What is unacceptable?
Tackling that's out of control. I mean, I accept what Sam says, and I haven't seen it as off the incident as frequently as Sam. All I can say is that if your foot is on the ground when you make a challenge, you're not going to break someone's leg. And similarly, if Martin Taylor had made the tackle on Eduardo in the way you're supposed to, along the turf, he wouldn't have broken his leg. He broke his leg because his studs were 8 to 10 inches off the ground. And while I yield to Sam's, you know, better judgment on this, in that he's seen it and he's had time to look at it, I think it's very unlikely that a careful tackle is going to break someone's leg, even if it's mistimed. Mm.
I don't believe he went out to damage.
Oh, without question.
But you're just saying that these tackles are beginning to be allowed.
But there's a wildness in the English game. I mean, I saw a game, it happened to be Ryan Shawcross. I saw Stoke, I think it was against Arsenal last season. Shawcross ran 5 yards off the pitch to tackle an Arsenal player. The ball was 20 yards away. I mean, there's a wildness and a kind of physicality about the English game, which I don't think is healthy, but I don't think for a minute that Martin Taylor, who's I don't know him personally, but he's a very mild-mannered and chap that wouldn't hurt a fly.
Or Shawcross.
And Shawcross, from all I've heard, comes into the same category.
Yeah.
You made the very good point that his reaction to the incident was clearly devastated by it.
Yeah, he was.
But
you could tell.
It's what we ask footballers to do, this sort of gladiatorial
or perhaps what they can get away with.
And what referees allow them to get away with. In terms of the studs being off the ground, which in certain countries is just a complete no-no. In our country, it seems to be part of the game.
Do you have any sympathy for Wenger over this at all?
I have a lot of sympathy for Wenger, and I think he's absolutely spot on. I think teams do go to be over physical against Arsenal outside of the laws. The football is so fantastic and quick and so wonderful to watch when they're on form, probably the most entertaining team around, and teams go out to stop them, they go out to wind them up, they go out to I wouldn't say injure them, but they certainly go out to foul to shake Arsenal up and out the game. And I think because Arsene Wenger is not a friend of all the managers, you know, he's not the one who has the drink with them afterwards, doesn't do stuff with the LMA and stuff like that. Mm. I think he's an easy target for a lot of managers to have a go at him as well and paint this picture that Wenger's just whinging, Wenger's just whining, it's just Wenger.
One or two of them he gets ganged up on,
and you can also point at Arsenal's disciplinary record, which isn't the greatest, but I think often that's more of a reaction to referees not defending them. You know, when they are, you know, when some teams cannot beat Arsenal at football, simply. So they go about it a different way, and it's down to referees to stop them from things like yesterday. But